This program is designed to provide general information with regards to the subject matters covered. This information is given with the understanding that neither the hosts, guests, sponsors, or station are engaged in rendering any specific and personal, medical, financial, legal, counseling, professional service, or any advice. You should seek the services of competent professionals before applying or trying any suggested ideas.
Delightful, wonderful day, beautiful, bountiful, beloved, immortal beings, and good-looking people. And remember, you're good-looking because you're always looking for and finding the good. Barry Shore here, B-A-R-R-Y-S-H-O-R-E, and you have purposely tuned in to the joy of living. This show exists for one reason only. It's all about you. It's all about doing the best possible, bringing the best possible information for you to enable you to become the best possible you. That's Y-O-U or even E-W-E. You are you. And you're listening to K on us to K4HD.com. That's K as in night. The number 4, letter H for happy, D for determined. K4HD.com. You can call in at 818-570-5443. Text us, email, let us know that you're there, and say hello. Wow. We have people from all over the world. There's more than 251,728 people listening in this very moment. And as is our want, I urge you to understand up front, I warn you, that I use four-letter words liberally, and I even use a four-letter F-U word liberally, so get ready for that. And what we'd like to do is, in the beginning of every show, is to call out the people who are in certain places around the world and wave to them, and they wave back, because we appreciate everybody that's listening. It's a wonderful thing to be able to communicate with people who care about growing, doing, being, and caring for others, because that's the real essence of living. It's about giving. Just replace that L with a G, and you went from the joy of living, and the real joy is the joy of giving. So here, big hello from Shanghai, China. Shanghai, China. Now, I happen to have a personal relationship with Shanghai, China. I'll tell you very briefly, and then we'll go and say hello to the other person who's waving to us. One of my relationships goes back about 125 years. How's that? Yes, deep roots in Shanghai, China. And I am not of Chinese descent. But I'll tell you a quick story in just a moment. The other is a more recent one, occurred just not long ago, because some of you might remember the story that I was a quadriplegic 14 years ago. I was standing up in the morning, just like everybody listening, I hope. And in the evening, I was paralyzed from my neck down. All I could move was my mouth. That's it. Now, 14, 15 years later, I am much improved, but I still can't walk up a stair by myself. I can't sit up from a chair by myself. I have helped 12 hours a day, 7 days a week. But in the course of this growth of moving from just completely paralyzed, only partially, I learned how to swim. And I'll make the story very short. Suffice it to say that today I swim 2 miles per day without stopping. Okay, I don't swim quickly. I have to have floaties on my legs. I have paddles on my hands. I use a snorkel because otherwise I can't function. But I swim 2 miles a day, and I've been doing so for more than 9 years, and I've accumulated enough miles to move me from Venice Beach, California, where I live, we are right now, overlooking the vast Pacific Ocean, swimming from Venice Beach, California to Hawaii, and from Hawaii to Taiwan, and from Taiwan to Shanghai, China. More than 6,973 miles in the past 9 years. So I have a relationship with Shanghai. And the other part is that my wife, who is Oriental, though not Chinese, her great-great-great uncle on her father's side was one of the wealthiest, most successful traders in China, and specifically in Shanghai. And there are many stories about him and books written and all kinds of things. So we have an interesting relationship. So hello to the people in Shanghai. And the other we have, wow, we have dozens and dozens of people waving to us, essentially, you know, clicking and going on from Phoenix, Arizona. I happen to like it's fresh and clean and warm and things like that. I prefer California, of course, if it wasn't so crazy politically, but leave that aside. But I love the name Phoenix, because if you know what the phoenix is, mythical bird that rises up from the ashes and flies again, a great, wondrous being of goodness. And that's how I feel. I'm a phoenix that has risen up from the ashes of being paralyzed into being able to move and function and do and share with you what we have learned on this remarkable journey of the past 14, 15 years. And again, I liberally use four-letter words like love, life, kind, give, good, song, soul, food, time. And that's what we're going to be discussing today. You've tuned into The Joy of Living, and this particular show, ready for the title? What would you do with a billion? What would you do with a billion? Now, I know that you're thinking about money, but we're going to be talking about something even more wondrous than money. Before we do that, of course, I always want to make mention that this show deals in acronyms. And now, acronym is using the first letter of each word in a series to allow us to understand it better. So WWW, a lot of people think, stands for World Wide Web. Well, yes, it does, of course. However, on this show, everything we do is reframed into the positive, the powerful, the potent, and the purposeful. WWW stands for What a Wonderful World. And yes, what a is a word. It's like the Bostonian way of saying water. What a wonderful world. And that is another great acronym, ASAP. People do like that one a lot, huh? ASAP. People say it all the time. What does it stand for? That's right. Not what you think. It stands for always say a prayer. Always say a prayer. Meaning asking for help, seeking out, whether it's from the creator of the universe or not, and doing positive things. And here's one of my favorites, if not the most favorite. Smile. Smile. Smile stands for see miracles in life every day. You hear that? See miracles in life every day. And I am a living proof of being miraculous. I went from being completely years, and now I can move my arms. I actually can function. I can walk with the help of a 6.5-foot walking stick made for me by a Zen master. And I swim. Now that is what I call fun. Yes, it's fun. And that's the four-letter F-U word. F-U-N-N. Wait a minute, Mr. Shul, we don't spell fun, F-U-N. Yeah, that's how I do, because I have fun in life. F-U, tell your friends, you liberally use a four-letter F-U word, F-U-N-N. And by the way, just for the people who are asking, because we've got 100 or so questions, they're all on the same thing. How long does it take you to swim 2 miles a day? How long are you in the pool for? Remember, Southern California, outdoors, even in the winter. It takes me 100 minutes now to swim 2 miles. It used to take me several hours. But 100 minutes, 2 miles, and we've gained more than 6,973 miles in the past 7 years, and going strong. We're going for the 7,000-mile mark soon, and then, of course, on to 8, 9, and 10, and we'll just keep going. Okay? So there we are. So here, the title of this show today, of course, is The Joy of Living, and you're on K4HD.com. And if you ever miss a moment of this show, and I don't want you to, but if you do, you can find us on iHeartRadio.com. And just type in The Joy of Living and for the podcast, and you'll find us. And what we ask is, give me five. Please share this show with five people, friends, family, people you love, and even people you don't like. Because if you do, the people that you're not necessarily liking at the moment, they'll become nicer and better because they want to grow. Everybody wants to be the best you can be. Now, I will give you another great place to do things. You ready for this? It's called www.whatawonderfulworld.barryshore.com. That's it. My name, Barry Shore, BarrySHore.com. Go visit. You'll love it. So many things available for you for free. Free is a wonderful four-letter word. Free. Go and enjoy. Okay. What would you do with a billion? So let's put aside money for the moment, because we're going to talk about something far more valuable than money. More? What is more valuable than money, Barry Shore? You've got it. Time. Your time. Time never stops. It's always moving. By the way, just like money, you can't hold it, you can't grab it, you can't stop it, arrest it. What you can do is invest it, spend it wisely, utilize it, and enable it to help you grow and become the best you possible. What would you do with a billion? So let's define it. A billion seconds. What would you do with a billion seconds? Well, hopefully everybody listening has been granted and will be granted a billion seconds. So while you're doing your calculation, I will tell you 1 billion seconds is equal to 31.7 years. Let's call it 31 and a half years. Wow. Now that sounds like a long time, because most of the people listening are under the age of 33. So if you're at 33 already, you've been cognizant of the fact that you're alive for almost that amount of time. But really not, because you only started becoming aware that you have a life, not just that you exist and you eat and you do things, but that you're here for a purpose. Maybe at the age of 13, 18, 21. Some people never wake up until they're 30, some even later. And if you're already in your 60s and 70s, then you know that you've spent a lot of your 31.7 years, and you hope you have another 31.7, another billion seconds to go. So let's just set the stage, because we're going to take a break in just a minute or so. And when we come back, we're going to go delve deeply into your billion and what you're going to do with it and use it and invest it and spend it and grow with it. Because as everybody knows, unless you're really unusual, of those 31 plus years that you have with a billion seconds, fully a third of them, you're going to be asleep. Asleep. Now, that doesn't mean that you're going to be gone, because we're going to be discussing how you can be and still have vigorous activity. Yes. So we're going to learn all kinds of wonderful things and ways to use your billion. Just think, you are a billionaire. How does that feel? Does that not feel good and loving and generous and giving? Well, that's who you are. You're a billionaire. Now, what are we going to do with it? That's really the key question in life. What do you do with your wealth, which is your time? Okay, we're going to see you back here in just a couple of minutes. Be well and do well, and we're going to go dive deeply into your billion. See you in just a bit. Bye.
Hey, this is Rich Ward, the Duke of Metal from Fozzy, and you're listening to K4HD Radio because you have good taste in music.
This is Rebel Medler. Join me for In Your Face on W4CY.com, Tuesdays at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Fiesta Pet Deli, South Florida's original and only fresh food deli for pets. We carry a full line of products like Bravo, Nature's Variety, and BioComplete. We have FDA-approved meals that are prepared daily. Stop by our brand new store located at Sample Road and the Turnpike in the Festival Flea Market in Pompano, Florida, or call 954-971-2500. Check us out online at www.realfoodforpets.com. If your pet's overweight, suffers from skin problems, or you suspect food allergies, we have the solution. We also carry a large variety of pet strollers, bedding, apparel, collars, leashes, natural chews, and grooming supplies. Veterinarian-owned and operated, Fiesta Pet Deli's mission is to help every pet owner have the healthiest pet they possibly can. Call us today for local deliveries or shipping throughout the United States. Call Fiesta Pet Deli today at 954-971-2500. That's 954-971-2500.
Welcome back, beautiful, bountiful, beloved, immortal beings and good-looking people. And remember, you're good-looking because you're always looking for and finding the good. Good is a great four-letter word. Good. And the best F-U four-letter word, fun. Because we're talking about you as a billionaire. Yeah. You should feel great about that because you've been granted that which is beyond the ability of anyone with any amount of wealth to have when they're gone. You are alive. And just by being alive, you have the ability to grow. As we all know, we say it easily, that health is more important than wealth. I am a living example of that. As you know, I was paralyzed for many years and still have a what other people call issues or disability. We call it just a challenge. We have special needs. But the ability to use your time, your billioned seconds, 31 plus years of life, to be able to use it with the four P's. The four P's are purpose, prayer, perseverance, and patience. And the first of those, to lead a purposeful life, is really the key of success. When you want to leverage your billion seconds and make sure that you are contributing to the world, which means contributing to yourself, by the way. This is enlightened self-interest. Oftentimes, people will be nice to other people because they want something in return. Nothing wrong with that. It's okay. It's not the best use of your time or your energy or your skills. If you really want to ratchet it up and become the best you possible, what you want to do is use your time in service. So when you can help someone else and you've invested your time or about to invest your time, remember, you're a billionaire. Is this the right place to invest your valuable seconds? Let's just think about it. As compared with the future, our lives here last less than the blink of an eye. Call it 3, 4, 5 seconds. That's our life on this planet. 60, 70, 80, 90 years, 120 maybe. But it's infinitesimal compared to billions of seconds that, let's say, a 100-year-old person lives. But 100 years compared to infinity is not even a blink of an eye. It doesn't matter at all. So just think that you want to do with it because you want to get the best return on your investment. The best return on your investment is the following. You ready? Laughing, dancing, singing, clapping your hands, and skipping down the street. Yes, I'm crazy and happy to say it and admit it. That's called living with joy. You've got to dance daily, even hourly, sing a joyful tune and laugh out loud. That's the meaning of, that's the feeling of joy. When you utilize your billion seconds to enhance joy for yourself, it radiates to the world. You literally make a difference in the world. Go mad. That's one of the greatest insights I've had in the past 14, 15 years of the journey of becoming from when I was completely paralyzed, only partially paralyzed, is that I went mad. I went into the place where I recognized that I need to make a difference. And that when I'm here to make a difference, everything changes for the better. You become the best you the more you utilize and leverage your billion seconds to become a benefit to the world. We've talked about my family before, but I'll just mention it again. Mom and Pop, Bob, we have a dog and a cat. Mom, remember, stands for the miracle of mindfulness. Pop, the power of purpose. Bob, the being of benefit. The dog, the doing of good. That's what dogs do, right? And a cat, channeling affirmative thoughts. Great affirmations. Because that's what you do. When you do that, you are now a broadcasting system, more powerful than the internet, able to reach anywhere on the globe and touch beings. You make a difference. Let's discuss three basic general factors in the course of life. Remember, you're a billionaire. A billionaire feels something. Yes, no different than Jeff Bezos, no different than the founder of Microsoft, no different than any billionaire walking the planet. You should feel that same power and channeling of goodness. So here are the three basic factors that every person in life touches and faces. What are they? First of all, your birth. Hello. And all the things that came with it. Why were you born to those parents in a certain place, a certain time, in a certain vicinity and such? The second, of course, and this is really critical, your free will. Your free will, your ability to choose to do what you wish. And the third, the influence of your deeds upon your character. They all work together, hand in glove, in tandem, as a great lever to enable you to become the best you. Remember, the name of this show is called The Joy of Living. We're on K4HD.com. You can find us on iHeartRadio, and I urge you, go to BarryShore.com and experience all kinds of great things there to enhance what you do. So your birth, the fact you have free will, and the deeds upon your character. So let's just look at the first thing. You're born. You're here. You're listening. You're alive. That means that you've encountered any number of issues throughout your life, whatever your chronological age is at the moment. The point is that you're here, that you're listening, and you're ready to continue the process of unfolding of you. It is so wondrous when you recognize that you have the same power as the sun. Now, how can I say that? Because that's what you are. You're a star. What's a star? A star is sunshine transformed and reformatted. That's what you are. Nothing exists on this planet without the sun. The sun enables things to grow. It brings rain. It moves things around. It allows for you to be you. And we're happy that you are you. Of course, I'd like you to give me five and make sure you share this show with friends and family and even people who are not yet friends. Because the more we have people involved in the greatness of growth, the better off the world is being. Now, we're going to talk about just briefly the second issue, your free will, and how important, because the power for you to choose, that's your glory. That's your very self. When we come back, I'm going to tell you a great story. So right now, we're going to go to a break. I'll see you in just a couple minutes, and you're going to get ready for an amazing story. Bye.
Hi, this is Pathetic from Anti-Flag, and you're listening to K4 HD Radio.
Yeah! Fiesta Pet Deli, the only true holistic pet food retailer in South Florida. We carry a full line of fresh and frozen diets from Bravo, Nature's Variety, and BioComplete. We also carry a full line of pet strollers, pet apparel, collars and leashes, natural treats, and grooming supplies. The best part is we have limited local deliveries and shipping throughout the United States. So come by and see our store at the Festival Marketplace, located at Sample Road and the Turnpike in Pompano, Florida. Or call us at 954-971-2500. Again, that's 954-971-2500.
Hey everyone, I'm Jimmy Starr, the King of Cool, and your host of The Jimmy Starr Show, the entertainment radio show for all you cool and unique people looking to get a behind-the-scenes peek at what's going on in the entertainment industry. Listen in as me and my cool crowd of co-hosts bring you celebrity guests, new music, and the good times in fashion, entertainment, and pop culture. Right, everybody?
Right!
Tune in live Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern on W4CY.com.
Beautiful, bountiful, beloved, immortal beings, and good-looking people. And remember, you're good-looking because you're always looking for and finding the good, the joy of living. And this show is all about what would you do, or what are you doing, with a billion? And a billion seconds is what's in your hand. 31 plus years of life. What are you doing with it? That's the most valuable asset we have is time. How to leverage it to become the best you. The only reason this show exists is for you. K4HD.com. You can also find the show on iHeartRadio.com. Search for The Joy of Living and listen to the podcast. And you can also find it on BarryShore.com. WWW. What a wonderful world. BarryShore.com. So we're talking now about choosing free will. There is a remarkably important debate in people's minds and in the world between predestination, fate as it's called, and free will. Which do you have? Is everything fated to happen and that's just the way it is and why fight it? Or do you actually have free will to choose what you want to do, and therefore choose the good, choose life. Let's take a look at an interesting story that will, I hope, illustrate the situation and show you that it's in your hands. There was, of course, once upon a time, a king. And that king had a great army and was out to conquer a particular city with a large fortress wall. And then the king's entourage, he brought along, in addition to his many advisors, one particular person who was known as the Great Sage. And the king respected the Great Sage greatly. When they got to the city after a long siege, the king decided he was going to make a grand entrance. And he asked the Great Sage, "How shall I enter the city?" There was one very large and impressive gate, and there was also a smaller gate. So he asked the sage, "What shall I do?" The sage thought and wrote down his answer, put it in an envelope and sealed it, and gave it to the king. Said, "When you go into the city, read it." Okay. So the king began to think, well, obviously, the great gate, this magnificent gate that can accommodate 1,000 people at a time is the way to enter this city and be regaled by the population and hailed as the conqueror. And they said, well, that's kind of obvious. This is the great sage. We'll know that. No, what about the small gate? Oh, that's the way to go in. He won't think of that. And then a little bit later, he said, well, of course he'll think of that, because he'll think, well, the great gate, of course, is the obvious, but I won't go in the obvious, I'll go in the small gate. He went back and forth all day long, great gate, small gate, what should we do? Then he had the great idea. I'll have my engineers open up a breach in the... The great sage will never have thought of that. And so it was done. And the king went in through the breach in the wall. And he's now happy that at the banquet that evening, he takes out the sealed letter envelope, opens it up, and what does he read? He reads the following. A king breaks the fence. That was a quotation from a book that the great sage had written. And the great sage then wrote, and the king will enter through the breach. Amazing. So this helps us somehow explain the question of predetermination, fate, and the ability to choose. You see that although the king had complete, total free will, still, the great sage knew what he was going to do. There's this delicate balance between free will, your ability to choose, and your fate, which is somehow predestined because of who you are, where you were born, what parents, what country, what time, etc., etc., all those charts and ideas and planets. You are free to choose what you will do, how you will speak, and what you will think. And there is the most important, the most profound, and the most telling of all aspects. How you think and what you think about help determine who you are and your character and your very soul. What are you going to do with your billion? Again, let's just take it as money. If you were granted, you won a remarkably large lottery, and you won $1 billion, tax, free of tax, I don't think you could contain yourself in terms of excitement, enthusiasm, happiness, joy. Now, it might diminish over the course of months and years as people approached you and pushed you and wanted to get from you, and you lost money, you made money, and everything was in thinking about money. But let's use that same energy and recognize and realize that the billion you have in seconds is equal to, if not greater than, that amount of money. And once it's gone, it's gone. And when people come and ask you for some of your time, you will be very cognizant of thinking about, is this the best use of my time? And if it is, you do it with a full heart and big hands, and you put all of you into it because you're investing the most valuable asset that you have. So it's how you think first that makes all the difference in your outlook on the world. And when your outlook is that you are a good-looking person, you're always looking for, and therefore will find the good, then you modify your character. You change your character. Because every good word, every good deed, every good thought improves you. Your free will choices for good or the opposite alter your nature and your very circumstances. They become you, and you become the best you possible, and therefore you make a difference in the world. Every single deed purifies yourself and affects your character. You will be radiant. You will be like the sunshine itself. Let's engage in something wonderful for a few moments here. It's called NLP. NLP stands for Neural Linguistic Programming. We're going to do some very, very small exercises in NLP, because essentially what you're going to be doing in your neural linguistic programming is you're going to be learning the language of your own mind. How exciting is that? Learning the language of your own mind. And when you do these very simple exercises, you will be utilizing and leveraging your greatest asset, your billion, and therefore bring about transformation in the world. Because remember, you're a star. You are sunshine, transformed and reformatted. And therefore, you can bring that to bear in the world. You literally become a source and a channel of life. Life is a four-letter word. And how much more fun, F you, everybody, how much more fun could it be to live in joy, happiness, peace, and love? Be radiant. Be a giver. Be good and kind. So, here's our NLP, our neural linguistic programming. We're going to start off with the most fundamental and basic two words that create the springboard that will enable you to begin to soar. And those two words are, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We've discussed previously that by saying thank you on a regular basis throughout the day enables you to smile, means to see miracles in life every day. Thank you, both saying it, thinking it, acting upon it, showing somebody. You opened the door for somebody. You held the door for somebody. You picked something up for somebody. You carried somebody's bags. You were of benefit. Either they said thank you to you or you said thank you to them for something done. Thank you. Seven times a day. Minimal. Remember, neural linguistic programming. You're going to learn the language of your own mind. Say thank you. Feel thank you at least seven times a day. and do that for the next 49 days. Once you get there, or if you want to take the next step immediately, it's 15 times a day. And you want to be a professional? 26 times a day. But thank you, regularly. The next is called ABC. Is that easy? ABC. You want to think these three words on a regular basis. Abundance. Bounty. Channel of goodness. ABC. That's who you are. You're a fundamental being. You're a billionaire. And you think in and of and about abundance, bounty, a channel of goodness. That's you. When we come back after this break, I'm going to do a deep dive and we're going to learn a little more NLP. And then you're going to see how you become that radiant star in the world. See you in just a couple minutes.
Have you ever dreamed of having your own radio show? Well, W4CY Radio makes dreams come true. You can be a radio personality on the number one ranked internet radio station in West Palm Beach, Florida. We can be heard in 105 countries in all U.S. states. Promote your business. Earn up to $10,000 per month and more. It's all up to you. Have fun and be heard. Call 561-506-4031. That's 561-506-4031. Start your radio show now.
How healthy is your pet? Does your pet suffer from ear infections, allergies, diabetes, cancer? Does your pet have a sensitive stomach? Well, we have the solution. Who are we? Fiesta Pet Deli, South Florida's original and only fresh food deli for pets. Our exclusive real food diets bring back the puppy and kitten in your pet. Have a healthier pet, less shedding, less scratching and itching, and eliminate allergies. We carry a full assortment of healthy, holistic, frozen, canned, and dry foods. Try out South Florida's largest selection of natural supplements. We also have a large selection of natural treats, chews, and natural grooming products. It's only natural to stop by Fiesta Pet Deli for all your natural products to keep your pet healthier and happier. Stop by Fiesta Pet Deli at the Festival Marketplace, located at Sample Road and the Turnpike in Pompano. Or call us at 954-971-2500. That's 954-971-2500. Don't forget, ask for your $10 off coupon, good for any purchase over $50. Fiesta Pet Deli.
Have you ever dreamt of being on the radio? Well, now is your chance. Be a radio show guest on the number one ranked internet radio station and promote you and your business for free. Yes, you heard it, free. Business advertising right here on W4CY.com. Call 561-506-4031 now to get booked on one of our shows. That's 561-506-4031. Get your free advertising now.
Beautiful, bountiful, beloved, immortal beings and good-looking people. And remember, you're good-looking because you're always looking for and finding the good. Just a very funny story. While we were on commercial break, I got two phone calls. One was from Phoenix, Arizona, and the other, Shanghai, China. What a wonderful world, huh? WWW. That is F-U, baby. Fun. Okay, we are in neuro-linguistic programming. We are learning the language of our own mind and the ability to do what? To say thank you, thank you, thank you. That sets the foundation in gratitude, which is the most powerful emotion that we have. Next, ABC. Think abundance, bounty. Channel of good. Now, I'm going to let you into a really important secret of life. I'm just going to explain it. I'm going to say it. I'm not going to explain it. I want you to let it sink in. And if you ever have any questions about anything we discuss on the show, you can email me, Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, at BarryShore, all one word, .com, BarrySHore.com. Each person in the world is given the responsibility for 1,000 other people. That's right. Now, that only happens that when you're awake, meaning that you recognize that there's more in life than just you. It's not all about you. It's not about me, 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 I. We try not to use the word I, me, on the show, only because it's really, this show is all about you. But once you get past the stage of infantile living, and that sometimes takes decades, and you recognize that you have a responsibility in the world, and you want that responsibility, and you recognize that you are a billionaire, and that time is your most valuable asset, and that how you think, what you say, and what you do make a difference in the world. You are responsible for feeding, clothing, and housing 1,000 people. And you're going to pay for it with your billion. And in some cases, we have billions because you're going to live that long. What does that mean? You're going to utilize your valuable time in your thoughts, mostly, to channel goodness, to channel goodness, abundance, bounty, saying thank you. When you do these things consciously, you are feeding, clothing, sheltering those 1,000 beings in the world. And once you know it as part of your very fabric of yourself, and you're conscious of that, you will begin to be more careful, caring, considerate with your thoughts, your words, and your deeds. So as part of our NLP, our neuro-linguistic programming, I want you to lay down these tracks. The DNA of the spirit, just like the DNA of the body, DNA of the body is in four enzymes, A, T, C, G. The DNA of the spirit, of the soul, of your essence, are also four aspects, J, H, P, L. Joy, happiness, peace, and love. Lay down those tracks in your mind. Neuro-linguistic programming, your mind, focusing on growing, nurturing joy, happiness, peace, and love to those 1,000 beings that are part of you. They are living in diverse places throughout the entire world. And as you grow, we'll be talking over the years that you can now take on 10,000 people, 100,000, maybe even 1,000,000. But right now, it's your 1,000. And when you think and act and speak and say thank you on a regular basis, consciously, and you think ABC, abundance, bounty, channeling of good, and you feel in your very being that you are the conduit for JHPL, joy, happiness, peace, and love, then you are feeding, clothing, and housing 1,000 people. That's what a billionaire does. A billionaire uses his or her assets to make a difference in the world. You make a difference. You are so wonderful. You are so powerful. You are so beneficial that I can envelop you in a hug right now from where I'm sitting here in Venice Beach, California, and reach out across time and space and envelop you with this giant hug because of our relationship through the airwaves called the internet. WWW, what a wonderful world. Are you ready? One, two, three. So I say to you, dear fellow travelers, billionaires all, I urge you, I ask of you, I pray of you to internalize this. Contact me if you wish. Listen again and again. Barry@barryshore.com. And for now, I wish you, go forth, live the blessing, and spread the seeds of joy, happiness, peace, and love.